We're talking about lives here. We're not talking about just the policy.
If you vote yes on this, to vote yes on these two matters is to be comfortable and complicit with residential racism.
It's almost saying the same gun that killed you is going to be the same gun that resurrects you. Well, guns don't resurrect people, do they? But you keep shooting us.
On December 16th, Portland City Council will consider an amendment to expand the Interstate Corridor Urban Renewal Area, or ICURA. The district covers the area around I-5 in North and Northeast Portland, the majority of Portland's historically Black neighborhood, Albina. Inside the district, the City Development Commission, known as Prosper Portland, offers incentives to new developments in the area with the goal of renewing and revitalizing the community. Historically, though, urban renewal has not meant the revitalization and advancement of existing communities and neighborhoods. Instead, it's meant removal through gentrification. Part of the proposed expansion would include vacant property near Legacy Emmanuel Hospital at the cross streets of Russell and Williams. This is of particular importance to the group Emmanuel Displaced Persons Association 2. EDPA 2 wrote a letter to city commissioners this week opposing the expansion of the urban renewal area and pushing city leaders to vote it down. Bird from EDPA 2 explains the history of the group.
Emmanuel Displaced Persons Association 2, we are survivors and descendants of the Emmanuel Hospital expansion atrocity that intentionally, under the direction of then PDC, the former name for Prosper Portland, Director Ira Keller, he wanted to rid central Albina of its majority Black population. And so the Emmanuel Hospital expansion provided justification to do that. And so our families had our homes and our businesses demolished and literally crushed to splinters. Some of the land was developed, some of the land was not. And so there, during that time, there was a cooperative agreement to replace every home that was demolished. It was a one-to-one agreement that has yet to be fulfilled. It is incomplete.
In 1971, the first Emmanuel Displaced Persons Association signed an agreement with the city, the Portland Development Commission, now known as Prosper Portland, and Emmanuel Hospital. It was called Resolution 1330 and was backed federally. It promised a one-to-one replacement of the homes that were destroyed by the Emmanuel Hospital expansion project. The expansion included the property at the intersection of Russell and Williams. That property has sat vacant for some 50 years. Now, the city wants to reincorporate it into the Interstate Corridor Urban Renewal Area, or ICURA District. Incorporating it back into the urban renewal area means that the city can profit through tax increment financing, or TIF. Tax increment financing is used in many cities to fund localized projects that don't have other financial backing. In areas of urban renewal, the county assessor will freeze a property's assessed value for a given time. Any tax collected above that value goes into a separate fund that can be used to pay for developments directly or create bonds for private developers. When the development is finished, the idea is that the tax rate and the value of the development will be greater and will raise the tax base of the whole area. For the Russell and Williams property, the city expects to gain $67 million by increasing the maximum indebtedness of the whole area. That's according to the notice of public hearing. 70% of the funds go directly to the Portland Housing Authority and 19% go to Prosper Portland. For EDPA 2, that's unacceptable.
So the proposal wants to include the property on Russell and Williams into the interstate urban renewal area. By doing so, it'll generate $67 million in TIF funding. It's significant for a few reasons. Number one, August 1st, 2017, the City of Portland, Ted Wheeler, representatives from Emmanuel Hospital and Prosper Portland held a press conference at Emmanuel Hospital acknowledging the racist policy that targeted and dismantled the Black community of Central Albina and they stated that they were going to return the land back to the community, or they were going to give it back to the community, whatever the verbiage was. And so this money, the $67 million, is earmarked to go to the city of Portland by way of the Portland Housing Bureau and Profit Portland. So basically, the people responsible for demolishing our homes and businesses are getting paid again. And I say again because during the 1960s and 1970s, they claimed the area as blight. Blight, again, code word for black. They claimed the area as blight. They used urban renewal to demolish our homes and businesses, okay, to the tune of $18 million. They have intentionally, because Emmanuel Hospital embarked upon a 30-year plan beginning in 1970, so they have intentionally left some of the property vacant for close to 50 years. So now what they're doing is they're saying, oh, my God, we left this property vacant, so we're going to say it's blight again. But this time we're going to make $67 million of it. How can government agencies declare the same property as blight and get paid twice for the same property? And then this situation is unique. That's unique in and of itself. But then it's even more unique because not only did you all leave the property vacant, and now you're declaring it blighted again so that you can get paid, there's a federal restitution agreement attached to what you did. You never did replace our homes. You never did. And so they claimed August 1st, 2017, hey, we recognize what we did. We want to make this right for the black community, but yet you're not involving the black families who were harmed and still suffer from that harm to this day, just like the families who were involved in it. They still benefit from the destruction that was caused in the 60s and 70s. And I think it's important, too, for folks to know that the Interstate Urban Renewal Area is responsible for the forceful removal of thousands of black people out to East County. You know, this city has never reconciled or dealt with that. And so it's almost like by including this property into the proposed expansion, it's almost saying the same gun that killed you is going to be the same gun that resurrects you. Well, guns don't resurrect people, do they? But you keep shooting us. Because the Interstate Urban Renewal Area has had tremendous negative impacts on the lives of black community in North Northeast Portland. And so why would we trust going into this knowing that the city and Profit Portland are set to get paid again off of the same property they declared blighted? That is enough to make you question, wait a minute, who's going to benefit here? We're talking about lives here. We're not talking about just the policy. And I always like to say EPA 2 says most people think of gentrification as the movement of bodies. Gentrification is about the movement of money that then dictates the movement of bodies. This is a human issue. It's not just a dry city policy. This is a human issue. And we have lived through what happens when this IURA is expanded. Why, oh, why would we think that it's going to be any better this time?
Quentin Blanton is a co-chair of the North Northeast Community Development Initiative Project Advisory Committee. The North Northeast CDI was created in 2015 under the umbrella of the ICURA plan to help direct TIF funding from the area. Blanton explains it isn't just the inclusion of the property at Russell and Williams that's a problem.
Prosper Portland has, over the years, for years, members of the North Northeast CDI Oversight Committee and community members at large have inquired about the possibility of expanding the ICURA TIF district so that more African American homeowners and business owners could benefit. Prosper Portland ignored board members and led them down a path to endless meetings and circular conversations. Meanwhile, Prosper went out of their way to expand the ICURA TIF district for Legacy Emmanuel Hospital, a majority-owned corporation that has not explicitly stated how their inclusion into the ICURA TIF district will benefit the Black community. So this is another example of institutional and systemic racism. And that's the viewpoint. I think she gave you the descendants and survivors viewpoint, but that's my viewpoint as somebody who's been sitting on the committee and why that's an issue for them to include that property on Russell and Williams into the ICURA TIF district.
Instead of expanding the urban renewal district, both Byrd and Blanton advocate for the families to be repaid what they are owed first.
I want there to be a carve-out. If city commissioners are going to say, well, yeah, we have to include this in the interstate urban renewal area, there needs to be a carve-out for the survivors and descendants and an enforcement of the relocation policy that gave rise to the federal restitution agreement. And I want to say something too. It's so much more. I think the challenge with this issue is sort of nudging people to look at this beyond just a city policy decision. People need to look at this. If the city commissioners fulfill the resolution 1330, this will have a dramatic impact on people's lives, on people's futures, what people have access to, how people live. A lot of times we sort of sterilize these issues and we keep them at a policy, oh, it's just city business, and we take the humanness out of it. No, this is going to impact lives. And it's mighty funny to me that Mayor Ted Wheeler and the commissioners, because it's popular to yell Black Lives Matter, it's popular to talk the racial justice and equity talk, but there's not much activity behind that. You know, the city of Portland could say, you know what, we wronged an entire Black community. We have the dynamic and awesome opportunity to change that, the outcomes for the family members who are still alive, who are still here. Do they have the courage to do it, or is Black Lives Matter just the hottest little slogan that everybody is walking around saying? But it really means nothing.
Portland City Commissioners will vote on this issue on December 16th. Blanton offered this message for city leaders.
I would just say, you know, America is in the midst of a racial reckoning that requires us to do things differently. We can no longer continue doing business as usual by passing measures, policies, and laws that ensure African Americans in this city remain a permanent underclass, and that we never move into the ownership class, and that that portion of, we don't want that portion of Williams to look like the rest of Williams. And I fear, you know, that is exactly what we're doing by adding the property on Russell and Williams into the ICURA TIF district and increasing the maximum indebtedness without any quantifiable measures of accountability and transparency. So I think if you vote yes on this, to vote yes on these two matters is to be comfortable and complicit with residential racism and, you know, ongoing residential racism and historic residential racism. And those aren't the type of politicians or leaders that we need right now. We need people who are going to be bold and fearless and be for the people. We need everything to change. We don't need status quo corporate politicians.
EDPA 2 is looking for public support in their opposition to the expansion of the Interstate Corridor Urban Renewal Area.
We also encourage folks to attend the event. You can find it on Facebook events. The city and Prosper Portland get paid. The Black community gets played. You can register right there on Facebook. And then on December 16th, if people could sign up to speak, if they could start sending tweets and emails to city commissioners saying, no, no one gets paid until the families get paid. Let's send that very clear message too. Otherwise, this is another perfect example of white oppression benefiting from black suppression. It's a perfect example. And these are the types of things that elected officials claim they want to move away from. They don't want to continue repetitive racism in this city. So they have to have the courage to actually do something, actually change someone's life, change the lives of people who have been targeted in the city to dismantle black community.
And I just to add to that really quickly, too, something that I've been thinking about and feeling as of late is that as a black person who grew up in this city and who was born and raised here, through all the development of these high-rise condos and apartments that are too expensive for really anybody in the black community to afford, with the exception of maybe a few outliers, the message that's being sent through that development is that there's no place in this city for you guys. Portland is not a place where it's post-black, if you will. And that's what's occurring all across the country. So that's what message voting yes on expanding the ICURA and including the property on Russell and Williams and increasing maximum indebtedness, that is the message that the city council members are sending, is that this city is not for you. There's not, and in the next 20 or 30 years, I'm always forward thinking, you know, where we'll be somewhere that, you know, my kids can be and play, work, play, and live, and have sort of a slice of this city. And if the commissioners vote yes on December 16th, then they're signaling to the black residents that, you know, you're not going to be here, or there's no space for you here.
EDPA 2 is hosting a virtual event on Thursday, December 10th at 7 p.m. entitled "The City and Prosper Portland Get Paid, The Black Community Gets Played." Details can be found on their Facebook page. Portland City Council will consider expanding the Interstate Urban Renewal Area on December 16th at 10 a.m. Find links to more information related to this story on our website at kboo.fm. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.